I hold a kia ora, Te I hold a master's degree from Waikato University, where tōku hō matai i noho anara i te rawa. Having completed a thesis in the integration of Waitaranga Māori and water management in environmental planning, I am both Ngāti Tahu and Ngāti Tūwhare Tō. Te awa Waikato Waikokohoka is a taonga tōku iho for Ngāti Tūwhare Tō, specifically referencing our marae, or referred to as Te Hikawai o Ngāti Tūwhare Tō, our northern marae hapu of the northern end of the lake. Our hapu have long asserted mana whenua as the kaitiaki of the site and surrounding lands. Te Hikawai o Ngāti Tūwhare Tō assert ahika, as many of our speakers have already referred to, mana whenua as the tangata whenua and also the haukainga of this area. Ngāti Tūwhare Tō recognise Ngāti Tahu, Ngāti Whāwa have the right of whakapapa, as Te Gael has already said. However, it is clear that mana whenua sits with Tūwhare Tō. We also acknowledge that this is not the forum, as already raised, for such a mana whenua discussion, but unfortunately the way that this application has been held and we've been involved in the stock process, we've been forced to come alongside and supporting our Te Hikawai o Tūwhare Tō hapu marae and assessing our mana whenua over this part of the river. As set out by the eloquent speakers before me, the long and deep connection held by Te Hikawai o Tūwhare Tō is well known among our marae members and documented in both in a historical sense within our oral traditions and also with our many planning tools. Some of these tools are, for example, the Tūwhare Tō and Hoka Pōs reference in the Tongariro Taupō Conservation Management Strategy, the co-governance and co-management arrangements for the Waikato River, the surrounding Tūwhare Tō land ownership, treaty settlements, including the most recent cultural address lands, which are adjacent to the land in question, and the Ruby made reference to this as well, our 2018 Environment Court case concerning Lake Otokawa, and finally, the most recent Section 33 hearing with the Waikato Regional Council on the transfer of monitoring functions to Ngāti Tūwhare Tō. These are just to name a few of our contemporary examples of Tūwhare Tō exemplifying our mana whenua and kaitiaki over this part of the North Islands. Mana whenua nahi kā of Tūwhare Tō over this part of the other is reaffirmed by the area in question being surrounded by Tūwhare Tō Māori land blocks. The Wairākei land block where we currently are, Tohara Middle, number one block across the river, the Tūwhare Tō exclusive ownership of the riverbed to Te Tuka Atea, and then, as I've already referred to, the recent cultural address lands, which are adjacent to the activity area. These lands can be seen in the map that I've provided you now, which overlays the zipline activity with Evelyn Stokes' map from 1991 and her report for the Wairākei land block. The Tūwhare Tō Māori Trust, but along with our Te Hikawai o Tūwhare Tō Marae and also Te Kotahitanga o Tūwhare Tō, pose this activity in its entirety as it currently stands. As per the Trust Board's mission, we view that the application of Sky Play Adventures Limited is incomplete and therefore incorrect. But we would also put to the hearing that consultation with Te Hikawai o Tūwhare Tō has been adequate and piecemeal consultation has taken place. To that end, we seek this application to be declined. I would also like to bring the attention to the hearing panel. There's potential conflict of interest here, noting that Tohara North number two trust being a co-applicant in this application, and they obviously administer lands and have functions with Ngāti Tahu, Ngāti Whāwa, Runanga Trust. Unfortunately, now we'll hit the discuss ahi ka mana whenua, and that kōrero has been set down. I'll move on to more of the points addressed in our submission. An incomplete and inadequate application. We believe that the application that is being considered today is incomplete. Many of the previous speakers have referred to this, and that this should have been addressed before we've come to speak about here today at this hearing. As verified in GALV's 2017 cultural impact assessment and various other historical documents, this part of the Waikato River is Wahi Tupuna, or ancestral lands, also acknowledging Wahi Tapu that are present, and that all this exemplifies our intimate relationship our Tupuna had with this part of the river. The impact on Wahi Tapu and Wahi Tupuna must be verified by their descendants, who are Haukainga, who are Ahi Ka, who are Mana Whenua, and sitting before you here today. Unfortunately, this has not occurred within this application. It's important to remind the hearing panel that the 2017 Cultural Impact Assessment, I believe Dom has already referred to this as well, does not actually address the impact of the lines going across the river, as at the time that it was done was a land-based proposal. Crossing the Awa changes the proposal and therefore its associated effects, which we deem are significant. So essentially, the assessment needs to be done all over again so we can quantify and measure what damage is being caused. Added to this, the marae which completed the assessment have not had any opportunity to review or give feedback to the assessment that was done in 2017 so that it can accurately reflect their view. To that end, we would strongly put to the panel that the applicant has not completed its cultural assessment on this activity as it stands. Tika Wai o Ngāti Tūwhare to assert erecting five ziplines across Te Awa Waikato was having a significant impact on the Waikato River and its mauri. Further to the inadequate cultural assessment, engagements with Tūwhare to entities and other affected marae had equally been below best practice, and some would put even substandard. Can acknowledge that dealing and understanding the Māori space for non-Māori who are in this era can be difficult, but from our experience at the Trust Board, dealing with our various Crown authorities, the Council, etc., we sort of will understand the channels that we need to go through to ensure that we can get adequate engagement from our marae and hapu. The previous speaker, Dom from Nukuhau Pā, also has touched on the fact that since 2015, Nukuhau Pā has opposed this activity and raised cultural concerns, yet these cultural concerns continue to be unaddressed in the application as it is today. To date, we have yet to cite any documentation that can prove any Tūwhare to entity or affected might agree to the cultural effects being quoted as less than minor mentioned in the applicant's AEE. In conclusion, te hiku o Ngāti Tūwhare to our haukanga maintain mana whenua and ahi ka over this area. The cultural impact of the activity is significant and inadequately addressed. Tūwhare to have been inadequately engaged regarding this activity taking place on a Tongatu Uyghur and tribal lands. Due to these reasons listed above, and in support in total of the submissions before us, Ngāti Tūwhare to hapu, marae, and support of Koteitanga Tūwhare to request that this application be denied.